From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. U.S. Senate hopeful Jason Kander has returned a large campaign contribution after questions arose about whether it's legal. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports.
Kander is one of six Democrats who have turned back money from donors affiliated with the Thornton Law Firm, a major contributor to the National Party. The Boston firm is under fire for allegedly reimbursing its employees with bonuses for matching donations. Some have suggested that such a straw donor system is illegal. A spokeswoman says Kander returned $25,000 this weekend. The Missouri GOP blasted Kander's acceptance of the money from a, quote, illegal fundraising scheme. Meanwhile, polls show Kander and GOP incumbent Roy Blunt are still neck and neck.
The Democratic and Republican Governors Associations are dumping money into the Missouri race for governor in the final days leading up to the election. Campaign finance reports show the Republican Governors Association gave GOP newcomer Eric Greitens $1.5 million on Friday. That's on top of the $2 million the group gave Greitens earlier last week. The Democratic Governors Association gave candidate Chris Koster $700,000 on Thursday. The two candidates are vying to replace term-limited Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The race has been competitive and expensive. National groups are contributing in an effort to win control of the state's top executive seat on November 8th. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators is set to announce the new system president tomorrow morning. Though the Board of Curators has not publicly named the future system president, St. Louis Post-Dispatch education reporter Ashley Jost reports that multiple sources close to the search say that the pick is Moon Choi, a current administrator at the University of Connecticut. Jost says her sources are excited about the decision.
I've yet to hear anything that's not glowing about him. And everyone's saying, you know, it's the perfect time to have an academic at the helm again. That's what faculty wanted. And that's what they got.
Deputy Chancellor Emeritus Michael Middleton has been serving as interim system president for almost a year now. Former UM system president Timothy Wolfe resigned on November 9th of last year amid student protests and accusations of racism on campus last November. The announcement of the new system president will be tomorrow morning at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. Former Mizzou pitcher Rob Zastrzyzny is with his team, the Chicago Cubs, as they prepare for Game 6 of the World Series tonight. He was drafted as a college senior by the Chicago Cubs in 2013. He's not on the roster to play, but he'll be in the dugout. The 24-year-old is one of the younger players on the team. Zastrzyzny says some things never change when it comes to teammates at any level.
They're friendly, they're nice guys. You know, they kind of threw me under their wing just like the seniors did when I was at the University of Missouri.
The Cubs are down 3-2 in the series with the Indians, and they will play at 7 p.m. at Progressive Field in Cleveland. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.